Once again, it's time to visit and travel with Molly Martin, Captain Neil, and King. Molly and her seagoing husband from the Netherlands, Captain Neil, enjoy bringing you their visits direct from the homes of their friends in Maryland and other places of interest, such as farms, ships, marketplaces, country stores, and always a picture of family living in Maryland. You will often hear traffic noises in the background, people at work, the sound of a whistle, the bark of a dog. Now, here they are, Molly, the captain, and King.
Thank you, King. Thank you, Al Ross. Isn't it nice as the summer gets warmer? The celebrities who announce Molly, the captain, and King get more and more important. What fun it is on a day like this. Well, the captain said you have enough celebrities around you. And I'm not going to appear today because you're going to talk fashion. As a matter of fact, you're going to be at fashion. And that's exactly what is happening. Are you going to be at the Frankfurt Airport?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to see me. It's one of those things, you know. Fashion for Canada and Europe and Bermuda. Resorts in the United States are going to be shown and are going to be shown right at 2 o'clock, so you'll have to hop one of those buses and hurry along, because anyway, you'd have about an hour of it. I'd like to tell you about some of the stores, because they belong to Maryland and they're part of us. I'm going to announce the fashions and Brager's, and then the other stores are going to be the Hub and Hotel Cone, Leisner's, Hutler, O'Neill, Stewart, and the May Company. And many of my friends are going to be there, Elizabeth Phillips with some Hotel Cone, of course, and Betty Sherwin from down there at O'Neill, Pam Johnson from Hutler's. And I think it's going to be fine fun. As far as I know, I am going to San Francisco, not literally, but we're talking about it, the kind of clothes that suits and snug little hats and little veils, and how you can travel with that suitcase and a hat box, as I mentioned last night, and a cosmetic bag. That's all one really needs. You have just tiny little things that you would fit into any kind of a suitcase. Nylons mostly, that's for, or I would say two of everything. Again, I mentioned this as a trade tip. But two of everything for lingerie. That's easy, and make them nylon. And that's vitally important. I have a little trader tip today that I'd like to give you before we get into the Baltimore News Post. This came some time ago, not in terms of receiving a gift, but one that was in the bag, and I'd like to share it with you. It said, Molly, I heard your wallpaper treasure tip today, and I have one I'd like to give you. I use leftover wallpaper another way, which I think is very nice and useful for many things. I take a pasteboard box as near the size of a waste paper basket, and then I can find many uses for it. When I use the ceiling paper that I have left over, I use that for the inside of the box. And any beautiful flowered paper or stripe, if you have it, or whatever you happen to have, I paper on the outside of the box. Then I paste a border around it, around the bottom and the top. This can be used as a waste paper basket, and I also use one of my husband's favorite hunting and fishing magazines. Now, I know this is done by many people, and I suggest that you shellac that after you have put it on. There's a little antique shop down on Charles Street years ago. It had wonderful prints, and they made these boxes for about 50 or 60 cents and sold them for $6, and they were really quite stunning. After you have a very handsome, like the things that come on, well, let's give it a plug, Holiday Magazine, for instance, they look stunning, or some of the larger magazines, and then shellac it. That's part of the tip that I would like to share with you. On Thursdays, you find many tips in the Baltimore News Post. Did you know that? The Baltimore News Post and the Sunday American. The Thursday supplement, you'll say, there she goes again. But you know why? These days, you want to save as much money as is humanly possible. When you know that you can go to your department stores, your chain stores, your neighborhood stores, such as I go to the little center store down there at Cathedral Street and Center, they're a homely, friendly people. They have little dogs that I like very much, and when you know people that you depend on in your neighborhood for the things you like, they are advertised in the Baltimore News Post as well. Not necessarily all the neighborhood stores, but the buys are there. The things that are brand names and trade names that we believe in. And when you go to your own store, you will find it for that price. And that's important. You want to budget your account so you can take your holidays and vacations. So the Thursday supplement of the Baltimore News Post is vitally important to every homemaker. The News Post and the Sunday American, I would say, are important to all families, from the funnies to the lost and found dogs to fashion as we like it. The telephone number is Lexington 0100. And have that news post delivered to your door at all times, because we think that too is important. When you're going to plan your meals, you're going to plan good salads, steamed crabs outdoors, and then you'll say, Molly, I'm thirsty. Well, the A&P has news for you.
A&P brings you your iced tea weather report. Yes, iced tea weather's here. Enjoy famous nectar or our own iced tea.
In the Orient, many teas are grown. None more famous than nectar and our own. A&P began with tea. Tea that's famous for quality. You'll say the best iced tea for me is nectar or our own iced tea. Get A&P tea at your A&P.
You'll truly enjoy the rich, flavorful goodness that makes nectar tea a superb quality tea, and all the hearty, vigorous tang of economical, our own tea. Yet both these quality, famous A&P teas still cost less than a penny a glass. So join the many smart homemakers who serve A&P tea and save up to 15 cents on a pound. Remember, flavor-tested A&P teas make flavor-perfect iced tea and still cost less than a penny a glass.
Well, that's it for us tonight, too. As soon as I come home from the Frenchford Airport, I'm going to have cold fried chicken, homemade potato salad, the kind I like with bacon and vinegar. You know that kind? Tall glasses of iced tea. And if somebody had made me a homemade chocolate cake, that, I think, would be wonderful. I can remember the days when I was a youngster and we had people for Sunday night supper, and there were always the cold cuts and the potato salad and slaw and a whole ham and fried chicken, yes, and always a pitcher of iced tea. And if you made it early in the day, and very, very hot, of course, and then let it cool, and you fill your glasses with nice ice, crushed if possible, and lemon, powdered sugar, out of this world. I have a message today which said, Molly, how did Snow Hill get its name? You were telling us about Snow Hill yesterday, one of those lovely spots on the eastern shore on the Potomac River. Snow Hill is the county seat of Worcester County. And I, to the best of my knowledge, the name comes from England. I don't know why or how. A part of London doesn't seem to have anything to do with Snow Hill, but strangely enough, there's no actual hill in the whole section and very little snow. But it's a lovely name, I think. One man who used to write some stories about it said that he traveled the world over, but he's never found a street with the atmosphere as Federal Street in Snow Hill. A quiet place, broad lawns, masses of flowers. Snow Hill was actually born around 1642 and received her charter at 1686. That's something for the youngsters to understand, I think, as time goes on. Antique shops, a way to collectors, trees invite you to linger, and it said the flower gardens actually smile. The garden clubs are especially keen about going to Snow Hill. Many years ago, there's a story I think I have a chance to tell you before summer service, if I take a look at my little clock. No, I think I'll do summer service first. I always get a little bit scared in a place like that. I'll tell you the story to sort of sign off with that judge in Snow Hill. But I'd like to remind you that on Saturday this week, the annual Overlea Community Celebration is going to be held at Eastern Village, Delaware Road, and Kenwood Avenue. There's going to be a parade, followed by games and exhibitions. And that all starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then for the youngsters and grown-ups as well, right here in Baltimore, four Navy ships will be at Pier 6 Pratt Street. That's where they're going to berth, at Pier 6 Pratt Street. And this is for dads, especially, to take their sons. They're open for your inspection on July 1st, that's Saturday, through July 4th. Visiting hours are 1 to 4 p.m. That's exciting. If you've never seen one of those big ships, youngsters, you'll certainly want to do it. And then don't miss the Cavalcade of Thrills at Memorial Stadium. Try and get out there, of course, on Saturday night especially, and on 4th of July. Entire proceeds go to help those children who have been quite sick with cerebral palsy. As for July the 4th, there's a big celebration of fireworks. And if you're a newcomer to Baltimore, that's something that you will see for a long, long time. You've never seen anything quite like it. Instead of having, like in the old days, we used to, with a torches and the buntings and the fireworks and the lanterns, the Japanese lanterns and things. Usually go to the stadium and see all those nice things. At Dundalk, too, they're having a great big celebration out there at the Dundalk Elementary Grounds. So that, I think, is important for you. Seems to me that that judge story is going to take a little bit more time than I know what to tell. If you were going to take your holidays, yes, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, where are you going? Two or three of our friends wrote in to me and said that they'd like to go to New York the end of next week. And Molly, could you give us inexpensive places to go? Now, those letters I received this morning, so I'm not going to have a chance to get to them until tomorrow. That's on Friday. I'll mail them out to you, which means that they will arrive to you, I suppose, by Monday. I don't believe there's any mail on Tuesday, and I hope that's going to be time enough, because I think it would be fun if I can work out, if possible, an inexpensive way to go either by bus or by train, and I'll work out a two-day holiday for you. Try to give me a little more time than 2 days to send it off, though, will you? Because that's kind of difficult. What you do if you go by the B&O or the Pennsylvania Railroad, for many people, B&O are a little bit special to us because we like to go by Mount Royal Station. This has nothing to do with commercials, but we like the idea of some of the modern station they have there, and also the rockers, which we think are very important. Bill, are you keeping time for me? Because, you know, time is everything in life. All right. So I see. So that means if you want to go to New York, will you let me know about it? And give me about a week's notice. I'd like that. And see what you can do with $50 going up and coming back and staying at least 2 days. That's a big order, isn't it? But they did send us a message one day which told us from New York that you could go and stay 2 days and only spend $33.90. And that was a problem to me. I think you had to go by bus or drive your own car. I don't think they included transportation. But I bet I can find plenty of things for you to do for 2 days and not spending too much money at that. I'd like to try anyway. I'll find the cheapest places to eat are the ones that used to be inexpensive when I was there. So, this is Thursday, and we're having fashion and things and all the things that women like to know about. And so, until tomorrow at exactly 11 o'clock for the first one and 1:30, this is Molly saying goodbye for Captain Neil and for King. Have a nice day, won't you? Bye.